No relief in sight. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Republicans continue to blame the Biden administration for high gas prices, but the White House keeps pushing oil companies to do more.
Republicans say gas prices have essentially doubled since President Biden took office. Biden has countered the war in Ukraine accounts for part of that. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese said on Fox News Sunday, domestic oil companies can also help.
About 1 million barrels a day of capacity came off. Companies took that offline during COVID. Some of that has been shifted to produce biofuels, but other facilities are standing idle.
Deese says the oil companies can use profits from the current prices to do more drilling, as the president has encouraged.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York City. Some economists believe a recession could be on the horizon. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on ABC's This Week does expect a slowdown of the economy.
It's been growing at a very rapid rate as the labor market has recovered and we have reached full employment. It's natural now. We expect a transition to steady and stable growth. But I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
Consumer prices rose 8.6% in May, the biggest jump since December 1981. Another weekend of airline cancellations and delays. FlightAware reporting hundreds of cancellations and nearly 2,000 delays just in the U.S. Airlines blame a number of reasons, including staff shortages and weather. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is calling on airlines to hire more staff for the summer season. Two men have been charged with murder in a house explosion near St. Louis after four people died who were assembling fireworks in a garage. Prosecutors say the two arrested were directing the group and did not have a license to make or sell fireworks. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As nationwide concerns about soaring crime continue, progressive approaches by district attorneys across the country, including in the Big Apple, are facing criticism. New York gubernatorial candidate and GOP Congressman Lee Zeldin on Fox and Friends.
You turn the streets back over to law-abiding citizens. You start backing the blue again. You have people not taking justice in their own hands. People want to travel to New York City again as opposed to taking their trips elsewhere. People who have rap sheets and then they go in front of a judge, they should have those prior offenses on there.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has faced criticism for his soft-on-crime approach. Meanwhile, San Francisco residents recently voted to recall progressive district attorney Chesa Bodine. Sweltering temperatures will continue in a large swath of the central U.S.
Widespread 90s up to triple digits in some cases, so really warm air that's going to be sticking with us for a couple of days. A lot of spots in the 90s, getting up to 100 degrees, 85 degrees in Chicago, and it only stays warmer in the days that follow that, mostly dry.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, temperatures in the southern U.S. will be at or near the triple digits. For the first time in decades, the San Diego Zoo has a new baby aardvark.
Wildlife specialists at the San Diego Zoo say the new aardvark cub born last month is doing well. The female cub, which hasn't been named yet, was born May 10th to first-time parents Zola and Azan. It's the zoo's first aardvark birth in nearly four decades, and the as-yet-unnamed cub has tripled her birth weight in just 5 weeks. snakes. Zoo officials say she's very active and was using her sharp claws to dig like an adult aardvark just hours after she was born. Visitors to the zoo won't see her just yet, as she will remain out of view for about 2 months as she bonds with her mother. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.